Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. This is our show concept meeting series, and today we want to talk about the three key disciplines, the items that you want nailed down to some degree. You do not want to wrap your show concept meeting without these three things. They are show title, time slot, and a confirmed release date. Lee, talk us through this a little bit, and again, I'll chime in if I have something I think I can offer here.
All right. So now we've already gone through that we are have a whiteboard out or some sheet of paper where we're kind of building the bones of the show. Then on that sheet of paper, where now they have the rectangle with every seat filled with the names of all their prospective guests, and we have their clients, the prospective gate openers, the referral sources, the celebrities, the influencers, all that stuff is now all over this sheet of paper. As we're kind of wrapping this up, we know that the value of the prospect is worth it to continue. The last elements of this are to come up with a name of a show. So you gotta come up with a name. We're big believers in literal is better. The object of a good name of a show is one in which that the guest, the prospective guest, thinks it's a no-brainer to be on the show. You don't want them to go, I never heard of that show. What does that mean? I don't understand. You don't want to create any friction. You want to make this as elegant and organic as possible. So to me, the show should almost be like an award. It should be best CPAs in Birmingham. It should be something where the prospective guest goes, of course I would be on that show. That show is exactly about me. They want to come to the realization and they want to kind of pine for being on the show because it's an exact fit. So you do not want to create any friction with the name if you can help it. So that's number one. Then another thing you have to do before you're done in the show concept meeting is have a date and a time. So this is the rhythm of the show. Lock it down. Do Mondays work better? Or are your clients always working on Monday? Monday's a busy time? Okay, is middle of the week better? Is the beginning of the month better? Is the end of the month better? You get down into the weeds about the rhythm of their business. They know their business better than you. So they know Tuesdays is terrible. That's when everybody has their staff meeting. Every industry and niche is different, and you have to get to the heart of what is the ideal thing. We like to land usually before lunch is kind of prime time here, so this way after the show they can take the client to lunch. That's a good landing spot. Or if you want to do after lunch, then they can take them to lunch first and then come on the show after. But you want to knock down and lock down a day and a time. Second Tuesday of the month at 10 o'clock. Third Thursday of the month at 2:30. Whatever it is, lock it down. And then from your scheduling, you want to pick a time where you've kind of clustered your shows together. That's the ideal thing for you to manage your time so that you know Tuesdays and Thursdays are when I do these monthly shows.
And now you have, if you have a show title and a time slot, you have something that you can protect, you can put a temporary hold on for your prospective client. And candidly, you've got something you can take away from your prospective client. It's real, it's tangible. You take the flip chart piece of paper off the flip chart, or you take a picture of it, or you hand them the piece of paper you've been working on at the table. They walk out with that. The third piece, of course, is setting a confirmed release date, and we'll talk about that in our next series.